We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
And here it is, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. It's the last of the week. I don't know. Why do we screw over Friday? Why do we not have a Friday phone? Whatever this thing is called.
There's like a problem with the equipment on Friday.
Yeah.
No,
things
not.
Go wrong.
Yeah. No, there's
so
not.
Someone who sounds just like you said, we're not doing them on Fridays.
That wasn't me. No, that was Nate's decision.
Well, no, we talked about this. This goes back to when they used to sell the podcast and they weren't selling it. So I'm saying, why the hell, you know, let's at least just give them 4, right?
Right.
And then we get our day back on Friday, and then they started selling it, and we just kind of kept it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Better to give them 4 strong ones than 5 mediocres.
Well, who's to say these are strong?
I was going to say, we might be giving 4 mediocres.
Exactly. Today is just really starting off with a bang.
You know what? 4 mediocres is better than 5 mediocres, so there you go.
Piss poor ones.
Is it? Anyway, well, there's Froggy, there's Scotty B over in the cereal library, there's Gandhi, and there's Danielle in the basement, there's Scotty.
Hi.
Scotty. And there's Straight Nate, and there's Dave Brody in the den. With electricity, you still have things plugged in today, and there's Garrett in the kitchen.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
That's my laptop and phone charger, so it'll always be plugged in.
Always. Okay, good. It's nice to know that you're plugged in. So yesterday we gave Brody the floor. We said, just take it over. What do you want to talk about? We actually had a great conversation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have no plan. We have no map for the podcast. So what do you think? Danielle.
Well, I was talking about before how we all have morning routines, how I know like there's 2 things that I'll do in the morning. Like one is I have to wash the bathroom because I know the boys have been in there and I'm like, I cannot stop my day unless I wash the counter, you know, the sink and the toilet and everything. And then I leave and then I wash my hands and then I leave my husband an apple.
For some reason.
Every day?
Yes, because I want him to eat an apple a day, and so I leave him out an apple. Some days I'll come and there'll be three apples because I've left him 3 days in a row and I don't look to see if he's eating it. There's all these apples. But normally he will eat the apple. But those are like my routines. I can't start the day without doing those things.
Wow. You have very, very, very specific things.
Yeah.
You have to, before mm-hmm. you touch that microphone, you have to have all that done, including
yep.
the apple.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mine's you guys don't do that?
Feed the dog.
No. Yeah.
Take the dogs out.
Sheldon can't get his own apple?
But it's like a reminder as to eat a little healthier. Here's your apple. I'm thinking of
That's
you.
Sweet.
That's what
it's like
it really
a nice,
is.
Loving
yeah,
thing.
It's a nice gesture.
I think my routine's boring and stupid and not very effective. Yours sounds great. All right.
I work with a family who doesn't think that I'm working. For example, did you see? I don't know if you guys noticed. A few minutes ago, Lisa came in. She tapped me on the shoulder. And I have headphones on. The microphone's on. She goes, are you on the air? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll come back. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? Like, and so now I want to know what she wanted. Like, I don't know where
she... You should put an on-air light outside the door like we have in our studio.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
On air.
Hey, Lace!
But wait a minute. Don't you guys have, like, morning routines that you do? Like,
mine is exactly the same every day. By the minute, I get up at 3:52 every morning. I go into the bathroom, brush my teeth. Then I get dressed. Then I go downstairs. I make coffee. I take the dog out. I leave the house at 4:12 every morning. I get on the Long Island Expressway, and at exit 27, I drink my coffee because that's when it's the perfect temperature. I get here at 5 o'clock.
Well, I'm in Scotty.
I'm in the bathroom at 5:01, yep. Then I'm back in the studio here at 5:19 so I can start timing the show out
at 5:20. It takes you 18 minutes to take a shit?
Well, yes, I like to be on my phone.
Wow.
See, here's the thing. Yeah. We are creatures of habit, especially in the morning, because you know you really depend on those habits to get you through the morning because you just don't have enough brain power to make decisions. So the decisions are made there because you made them 4 years ago. You know,
Like an autopilot.
And well, now Lisa's in here now. My ass is in trouble. Sorry.
Lisa's in here now. What did you want? What did you come in for in the middle of the show? What was so important?
Oh my God!
She doesn't remember. She doesn't even remember. See, it wasn't even important, and she walks in here to bother me when I'm working.
Oh, it was about redoing this room. What? I'm gonna buy new furniture and get new room.
Oh, she wants to redo that room.
Bye. Bye.
She wants to buy furniture and do a room, and I couldn't wait till the show was over. What do you think I'm doing? I'm sitting here with the door closed.
Hey, there's more people here than you. I got a question for you.
What?
Does she want to like turn it into a full-time studio and get rid of the bed? Is this no longer going to be the guest bedroom?
Yes.
Where are the guests going to stay?
Excuse me, where am I staying when I come then?
You're going to stay in the playroom next to Caden's room.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
You get to play video games.
Lisa needs, she needs a project.
She needs a job or a hobby.
Well, now that she saved your life, she wants to redo a room.
I think we should let her. Yeah, let her do it.
Yeah, cheapo.
You got to be nice to me. Almost died a month ago.
Here we go. Right.
Hey, I keep seeing the record light go off and then come back on. Is there an issue?
I don't think so.
No. I just saw it go. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
All right. What else? Okay. Danielle, keep going. You're doing really great.
I don't know what to do else to tell you guys.
Well,
I'll
tell you about my routine every morning.
Yeah.
So I wake up earlier like Scotty B. My alarm goes off at 4:06 and then I hit snooze. And then I get out of bed at 4:15 because, you know, it's a 9-minute snooze. Why it's 9 minutes, I have no fucking
They say there's,
yeah, why
there's,
is
a,
it?
There's a science behind that because I think it wakes you up before you go into like a deep, 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 deep sleep.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, at 4:15, it goes off again. And then I go put my feet down on the floor and go, fuck.
I do that too.
I
blow the fuck horn every single morning before I get out of bed. I'm like,
wow.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like,
I say,
feeling,
are you fucking kidding me? That's what I say.
It's fuck. And then I pop my hip because when I sleep, my hip does something. So I have to pop my hip before I get out of bed. And then I grab my clothes, take my shower, and then by like 4:50, I'm in the car driving. But I get the fuck horn out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fuck. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever cried in the shower? Be honest.
Yes.
You and me too.
Yeah, but not because it was like waking up. That's just my place to cry.
Oh, okay.
I wake up at a weird time. I get up at 4:47, jump in the shower, make sure that I leave my house at 5:31. I make sure that the timer on my the time on my oven says 5:31. Walk out the door, make sure that I listen to the news on the way in to see what I may have missed. Then around 5:42, I start jockeying for, you know, parking, see what I can do. I come in here, I plug in, I say good morning to Scotty, and I plug in Nate's microphone. And then 5 minutes later, Nate comes in, and it's always like 5 minutes later. And then we talk about the parking situation, and we curse the mail trucks outside every morning. The mail trucks are blocking the video. I can't believe
it. It is kind of interesting. The post office is right behind the radio station, and they just park their mail trucks like in the middle of the street. Yeah. With the engine still on, with the
single,
windshield wipers going.
Single, double, triple parked, Elvis. And Nate says that one of them was like hanging out crooked of a parking space.
They don't give up.
We love our USPS. They can do
wrong. We do.
Yeah, my mom is, she works for the Postal Service. She's in the HR department. So, you know, any type of complaint and all that kind of stuff, she has to deal with it. So when I first moved here and I saw all those dumb trucks outside, I was like, Mom, get a hold of your people. They're blocking all of our parking. She said, what? She's like, all right, I'll look into it. She called me back and said, you're in New York City. Get over it. Find your own spot. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, he's right.
What are you good for?
They don't care because they can't get parking tickets because they don't have license plates.
Yeah. True story.
They don't.
Oh.
Well, wait.
Fact.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you look. They don't have license plates. They just have a little number on the truck, the truck number, and that's it. No license plates.
So they can't get a ticket.
No.
Wow.
God, I'm gonna go steal a postal truck and just go postal. I'm gonna drive through red lights and stuff just for the fuck of it. Yeah. So
that term was banned in my house when I was little. Go postal. Wasn't allowed to say it.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It's not good. Yeah. Brody.
Yeah.
You know, you're so elusive. We just know you're on the phone every once in a while. Do you have a routine?
Absolutely.
So different from ours, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wake up at 4:46. I usually snooze once, maybe twice, and then I also curse. And then I go in the bathroom, all my clothes and toiletries are laid out. I jump in the shower, I do that. Then I go to the kitchen where my cereal mug, I have a big mug, my cereal mug and my cereal box and my spoon are laid out. The milk is always in the front in the refrigerator. I put it in the front at night. I get my cereal ready, and then I go down to the den where I turn on the fake fireplace to warm the place up, put on the news, and open up the laptop, and then my day is basically that for the morning. Then at 7:30, my family wakes up. I am not allowed to go upstairs while they're in the kitchen getting ready because it throws their routine off, and they don't want to talk.
See, they have their routine. We all have our routines.
Oh,
I get that.
God.
I have to knock on the staircase if I'm coming up for something.
See,
the thing is that
you are ahead of them as far as waking up. They're still just coming. The thing about Brody is his morning starts like at 1 in the morning, and then he goes and takes a nap, and then he wakes up.
Yeah. Because
you're up late. I see email from you like at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, I sent an email last night around 1:40 in the morning.
What?
Sheesh.
There was an update, so I had to send an update email.
Update. I have a question. I'm sorry. I'm just curious about people's sleep because my wife always yells at me when I get into bed at 9:15. She's like, "No one else on the show is in bed at this time."
Yeah, we are.
Like, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
No, not me.
No. Do you nap during the day?
I try to nap during the day, but I can't always. Like, I didn't yesterday. But I like to watch TV with my husband at night, like, before we go to bed. Like, we have shows we like to watch together, so that's when we do it.
I sleep all afternoon. I love it.
Yeah, I definitely nap.
I went to bed at 8 the other night. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah, but if I can go to sleep early, I definitely would. So if you can go to bed at 9, that's awesome.
Yeah, I see it like a treat on a night when I can go to bed at 9:15. I'm like, oh, yes, tonight I got all my stuff done. 9:15,
MJ. Oh, yeah.
1 in the morning.
I stay up pretty late.
Hey, Garrett, what's your, you got kids, you have sound, you're always looking out for us while we're on.
Well, I mean, if you want to get really behind the curtain, I do most of my sound, like research, on the toilet in the morning when I wake up. It's like my first stop.
Wait a minute, when I'm texting you, that's not where you are.
Most of the times, yeah.
Oh,
Danielle, that's not unusual. It's not unusual. Yeah. A lot of people do work on the toilet.
I don't tell you I'm on the toilet, but I do now.
But now I know, and I'm going to think about
it. Doesn't mean something's falling out.
Yeah, but doesn't your leg go numb from sitting there for so long, and then you can't move it, and you can't get up, and you feel like you're crippled?
Yes.
Not if you're the squatty potty, guys. The squatty potty will save you.
Wait, hold on.
It cuts off circulation, Elvis.
I've never experienced that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Frequently.
See, I don't stay on the toilet. I just get it on there and get off. It's a race to see how fast I can get off that thing.
Oh, wow.
The tushy does give me a wake-up call, though. Like, if I'm, feeling down and just tushy gives me a nice little wake-up call and I'm ready to go.
Wait, the tushy wakes you up and the squatty potty saves your legs from falling asleep.
Wait,
and helps, if you want to do what Elvis does, export faster.
Yes. Did you ever put your face in the tushy so that it could hell flash no. your face and wake you
no.
up?
No.
No.
Not on purpose.
No, no. No, Brody. No. Yes, Brody.
No, she asked if anyone ever put their face in a tushy. I was just going around the room.
Oh.
You know what I mean,
What about
Brody?
You, Brody? Ever put your face in a tushy?
It's been a while, Elvis.
So that's a yes, then. That's a yes, technically.
Not as recent as you, Al.
How did we get into eating ass on this podcast?
Seriously, guys.
Who said that?
Then I come downstairs.
What does that mean, Garrett?
So I walk down the stairs, one foot in front of the other.
We're all creatures of habit. You know, in the mornings, I'll tell you, and we've done research in what we do, doing morning radio. Most of our listeners back when things were normal would be at the same stop sign at the same time every day.
Yes.
They would realize it. They were typically. So when Scotty B is talking about passing a certain exit 27 at what time? 4:13?
Well, I passed the exit right around 4:30.
4:30.
Yeah.
Like if you pass it at 4:35, you know something's different today.
That's right.
Right?
And you know, I see the same cars a lot too. I'll pass by the same cars every morning. And when I make the right turn onto 6th Avenue, it's the same car. And he's been along with me for almost half an hour. And I see him.
Same routine.
Morning.
He's on a routine too, or she. Absolutely.
Yeah. Old routine. When we were actually going into the studio a long time ago, my ride would pick me up at 4:12 a.m. And if she was late at all, we would have the cone guy in front of us that held up the whole tunnel. You know that truck that goes through and just like sets the cone down for no reason and then picks it up? Yep. Always caused trouble, and it would be a two-minute difference. So if we're not out by 4:12, it's terrible.
Got to beat the cones.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, Scotty knows this, and I, because we drive a pretty long ways. Even 5 minutes in the morning, if you're 5 minutes late, the amount of traffic that adds up.
Yeah.
Big difference.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And another thing about what we do is our show starts at 6 o'clock East Coast time, no matter what. So you can't, you know, and I have, and from time to time, you can't really meander in a few minutes late and be okay. No, the show starts no matter what.
Right.
There's no waiting. Sometimes I'll call it scary. Just play a song, a dance song.
Play
something dancey.
Yeah.
And I'll be there by the time the dance is over. But, you know, we are creatures of habit, and I think that's okay. It's what gets us through the morning.
That's why I can't take the train. I'd love to take the train in, but, you know, if they're late for any reason, I'm in big trouble because that's something I can't control. If there's traffic, I can go a different way.
Find it fascinating, though, how as I'm passing by the coffee cart, Mustafa, I always say good morning. It's usually the same customer that's in front of him every morning at the
Another
same time.
Another creature of habit. Yep. See how that works? Well, there you go. The Creature of Habit Show. Thank you for the idea, Danielle. We love you.
You're welcome. Love you, too.
All right. And as we do every morning, it's a habit. We say goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh, my God. We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.